Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the election is over in New York, and now what happens?
Joining us to discuss that is Greg David with the city.nyc. Boy, you got going on this right off the bat. Any issue emerging that you think is going to be important as we move forward?
I think housing is going to be the most important issue, or at least one of the most important issues in the legislature when they all get back to work in January. Rents are soaring in New York. 30% of New Yorkers pay more than 50% of their income in rent. We're not building enough housing to keep up with demand. It is, as like people like to say, a crisis.
Where do the mayor and governor stand on things, and are they going to be able to work together?
Well, they say they always work together, so we'll see. The mayor's got an agenda for the governor, and it includes renewing the controversial 421A tax break for building rental housing, creating a tax break to give people an incentive to rehabilitate rent-regulated housing. The mayor wants to find a way to legalize those thousands of basement apartments, and he wants a way to lift a state-imposed cap on what density could be. The governor, well, you know what? The governor said she wants to build between 500,000 and 1 million new housing units in the state in the next decade. But she's going to have to choose which policies to support. Real estate interests, tenant groups, they've all got proposals for her, and we have to see what she's going to decide. She'll probably let us know in January in her State of the State and budget proposal.
Is it as simple as the tenant groups want new housing that they can afford, and the real estate interests, they want to build something, but they want their investment back? Or is that too simplistic a view of things?
Well, I would say that gets to the truth of the matter, doesn't it? The real estate groups want a tax incentive to build housing. One group in particular, CHIP, which represents rent-regulated apartments, wants to be able to raise rents on vacant apartments when tenants move out. They say they need to do extensive rehabilitation, and under the current system, they can't do it because they can't afford it. Tenants have two major proposals. One is called good cause eviction, which would mean that landlords simply could not refuse to renew a lease. They'd have to have a reason. And also, it would cap the rent increases landlords could do to 1.5 times the consumer price index. They also want an expanded voucher program that would give people subsidies for housing. So there are a lot of issues on the agenda. What we'll have to see is, first of all, where the governor comes out, and then we'll have to see what the legislature's appetite is for dealing with these very difficult issues with so many contending forces.
A lot to talk about. Housing, as you say, chief among them, Greg David at the city.nyc. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted
them, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.